Okay, moving on to other business this evening.
Third draft.
Is Captain's Way final site plan.
This is a final site plan to construct 301 single-family lots on 154.9 acres with private streets and improvements located off Milton Ellendale Highway, Route 16. The property is zoned GR with RPC overlay. Proposed use is manufactured housing with 3 acres set aside for commercial land uses per B1 zoning. A change of zone number 1721 and preliminary site plan approval with conditions was granted by County Council on March 19, 2013. An extension request was approved by County Council on July 19, 2016. Valid until December 31st, 2016. Tax parcel numbers are 235, 13, 2, 208, 206, and 207. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
How big are these lots?
I'd have to get the plan out to double check that.
Recall it's zone GR, so they get smaller lot sizes too.
Are they 50 by 100?
Looks like 75 by 100.
Yeah. 75 by 100.
Yeah, it can be 70 by 100.
Yeah. So 7,500 square feet.
75
at least.
Minimum. Yeah, they'd have to meet the minimum requirement of 7,500 square feet.
And then there was a question of whether this had sewer capability, and they don't have sewer, right? To this site.
There are letters from engineering, so they have worked out whatever sewer issues they have. It's either on-site they're providing or they have been able to work something out because they have all of their agency approvals, so they are able to, ready to go.
Sewer coming there?
I don't know if it's them or Tidewater, they're connected in through Ellendale. I'm not sure.
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah.
But they wouldn't have had a letter from engineering if that had been worked out upstairs at Hans's group.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Captain's Way as a final site plan. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's so moved and seconded to approve Captain's Way as a final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Bay Forest Club revised master plan.
This is a revised master plan to reflect the changes that occurred as part of change of zone at 1795. The change of zone application was to allow for the correction of the total number of units to 913 within the existing residential plan community. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the change of zone on March 10, 2016. The revised master plan was required to come back before the Planning Commission for review and approval. The revised master plan complies with all conditions of approval and reflects several small proposed changes. The small changes include changes to the location of units within Phase 5.2, Sections Y and W, and the second clubhouse and some parking.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, regarding the Bay Forest Club, I move for approval of their revised master plan.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised master plan for Bay Forest Club. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Beaver Dam Pet Foods preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the construction of an 8,800 square foot building with site improvements. The property is located along Sussex Highway and is zoned C1. The site complies with the zoning code and complies with the combined corridor highway overlay zone. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 45.04, and staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies.
Mr. Chairman, considering preliminary site plan for Beaver Dam Pet Foods, my motion is for approval as a preliminary and then a final when staff receives all agency approvals.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the site for preliminary site plan for Beaver Dam Pet Foods with final approval will be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carrie, your next item is Americana Bayside, Phase 13, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan to allow for the conversion of 84 multifamily dwellings into 26 townhouse units with site improvements. The property is zoned MRPC. The plan complies with, excuse me, the conditions of approval and the zoning code, and the tax parcel is District 533, MAP 19, Parcel 301.01, and staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies.
Chairman, my motion is for preliminary approval of Americana Bayside Phase 13.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve Americana Bayside Phase 13, the revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can I ask a question on that one? Just because we come in with the Bayside, so they reduced it from, what was it, 84 to 26?
Mm-hmm.
But they still keep their overall number. So
yes, their overall number hasn't changed. They'll probably
reconfigure somewhere
yep.
else.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll show up later. Our next item is Americana Bayside Harris Teeter Accessory Parking Lot.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 42-space parking lot to the rear or east of the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, located off of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The parking is for intended employee parking. The property is owned MRRPC. The tax parcel is District 533, MAP 19, Parcel 37. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
So I have a question on this. So there's a number of parking spots that are for the Harris Teeter. These are just additional. So
correct.
They just count.
Kind of behind the building.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chairman, consider Americana Bayside / Harris Teeter accessory parking lot. My motion is for approval of preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside Harris Teeter accessory parking lot. Site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside Village C, the Point Amenity Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a pool, an accessory buildings, deck, and accessory parking identified as the American Bayside Village C Point Amenity. The property is zoned MRRPC and is associated with the approved master plan for the American Bayside Residential Development. Tax parcels are District 533, MAP 19, Parcel 13304. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Americana Bayside Melson property as a preliminary site plan.
Second.
It's the Point Amenity.
I think it's Village C Point Amenity, isn't it?
The one above that.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we got so many Americana Baysides. Mr. Chairman, my motion is for Americana Bayside Village C, the Point Amenity, as a preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside Village C, the Point Amenity preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside Melson property preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct 48 duplex single-family units on a portion of a 16.29-acre tract. Access is off Sand Cove Road. The property is zoned MRRPC, Medium Residential Plan Community. Planning Commission recommended approval of the expansion of the MRRPC zone per change of zone 1803 at their meeting of August 11, 2016. The property is also subject to the overall conditions of approval for the American Bayside development per change of zone 1393. No commercial development is planned at the present time. The tax parcel number is District 533, MAP 19, parcels 50, 56, and 5603. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, consider Americana Bayside Melson property. My motion is for approval of preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside Melson property preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is
Bay Forest Club, Phase 5.2, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 60 dwellings with site improvements as part of the Bay Forest Club MRRPC. Phase 5.2 includes sections W and Y. The plan includes 52 single-family dwellings and 8 townhouse units. The 2 units located within Section Y reflect a reduction in the number of units that were originally proposed in Y, in W, sorry, it's W. The plan also includes the construction of additional kayak storage areas around the previously approved marina. The plan complies with the conditions of approval of the end of the zoning code, and staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Bay Forest Club Phase 5.2, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to the Planning Commission upon receipt of all agencies.
This is the RPC plan approvals. Has to come back to the commission.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
I just approve it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would move to for the approval of the preliminary site plan.
Second.
Move seconded to approve Bay Forest Club Phase 5.2 preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Bay Forest Club Phase Clubhouse Number 2. Preliminary site plan.
So this is a preliminary site plan for the construction of the Bay Forest Club Community Center 2 for the construction of 7,080 fitness center, a 7,566 square foot recreational facility, and a pool with site improvements. The property is zoned MRRPC. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval and the zoning code. This is the second community center within the development, the tax parcels district 134, map 8, parcel 15.02, and staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Bay Forest Club Phase Clubhouse 2, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve Bay Forest Club Phase Clubhouse Number 2 with preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Delaware Electric Cooperative Conditional Use Number 2052 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a 20,000 square foot warehouse with site improvements. The property is zoned C1. The use was approved as conditional use 2052. The Planning Commission recommended approval of conditional use at their meeting of June 9th, 2016. The County Council approved the conditional use on July 19th, 2016. Parcel consolidation was recorded as part of the site plan process. The property is located on Sussex Highway. The tax parcels are District 530, maps 14, parcels 16 and 18.01, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. So they could consider this as both preliminary and final site plan.
Mr. Chairman, considering Delaware Electric Cooperative CU 2052, my motion is for preliminary and final site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Delaware Electric Cooperative preliminary site plan as a preliminary and a final approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Delaware Electric Cooperative Conditional Use Number 2057 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct an electric substation to be located off of Zora Road. The conditional use number CU 2057 was approved by the Sussex County Council on October 25, 2016. The site will consist of approximately 4.0 acres and replaces an adjacent substation. Property is zoned AR1. Tax parcel numbers are District 234, Map 21, and Parcel 138. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Delaware Electric Cooperative CU 2057, I move to approve the preliminary site plan with final site approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
I move and seconded to approve Delaware Electric Cooperative Conditional Use Number 2057 for the preliminary site plan. And was that with approval to be by the staff?
Yes.
With final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Anthony Crivella and Harold Dukes, commercial building, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a two-story commercial building consisting of approximately 1,710 square feet with parking facilities on a portion of Lot 11 at the southwest corner of Hebron Road and Canal Street. Planning Commission must act to approve parking and required front yard setbacks in this situation. As part of this request, the developer is proposing to replat Lot 11 into two smaller lots, which were formerly identified as Lot 16 and 15. Property is zoned C1, and tax parcel number is District 334, Map 1320, Parcel 11. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Anthony Cravella and Harold Duke's commercial building, I move to approve, for approval of the site plan with final site approval subject to staff.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the lands of Anthony Cravella and Harold Duke's commercial building preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Trinity Holiness Church preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 4,000 square foot building with site improvements. The property is located off Delaware Avenue. The property is zoned AR1. The use is a church is a permitted use within the AR1 zoning district. The plan is proposing parking to be located within the front yard setback. Parking within the front yard setback requires approval by the Planning Commission. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 31, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. So if you chose, you could consider it as both preliminary and a final site plan.
We're only talking about these parking spots right here, right?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Trinity Holiness Church is for approval of both preliminary and final with an exception for parking in the front yard setback.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the Trinity Holiness Church preliminary site plan as a preliminary with waiving the requirement for the parking to not be in the setback and for final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Richard Poppleton commercial storage building preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a 1,500 square foot storage building to be located on a 5,000 square foot parcel, Lot 37, at the northeast corner of Central Avenue and Mallory Street. The plan is proposing parking to be located within the front yard setback also. Parking within the front yard setback does require approval by the Planning Commission. Property is zoned C1 and tax parcel number is District 334, Map 1320, Parcel 32. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Richard Poppleton Commercial Storage Building, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for lands of Richard Poppleton Commercial Storage Building as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Question.
Question.
Does that include a reference to the parking in the front yard?
That's up to Mr. Hopkins.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
And to allow for parking in the front yard setback as shown on the drawing.
Like a waiver.
Yeah, the waiver of the requirement.
Thank you.
Under the code, you're not. There's a provision that talks about that parking in the front yard setback should not occur, but there's an allowance in the code where the commission can waive that requirement. So, you know, it technically wouldn't be a permissible site plan unless you grant that waiver in the motion. That's why they're asking that. So. And historically, well, I'll just, particularly because we've got two fairly new gentlemen, on those, what the commission would do would look at an area of roadway and see if there had been, you know, other pre-existing uses before zoning where there was parking in the front yard setback or it's been allowed to occur, like on Route 1 and some other places. You're not going to make the last guy in move his cars back. You know, it's consistent with everything else.
Right.
But there's been sort of an approach where if it's an area where everybody's had to comply with it, or it's the first one in, we'd make them comply with the setback requirements, you know, or at least consider it. So, yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Harold E. Dukes Jr., two warehouse storage buildings, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct two 4,800 square feet warehouses with parking facilities located on a 2-acre parcel, zone C1. Site presently consists of a 2,480 square foot storage building with an existing driveway entrance. Tax parcel number is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 44. It is located at 26029 Governor Stockley Road near the intersection of Governor Stockley Road and Bunning Road. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Harold E. Dukes Jr., two warehouse storage building, my motion is for a preliminary and final when staff receives all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Harold E. Dukes Jr., two warehouse storage buildings, a preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Waters Run, the request for elimination of sidewalk.
This is a request for elimination of a portion of the sidewalk. The Planning Commission previously approved partial elimination waiver for the sidewalks at their meeting on May 12th of 2016. The previous approval was for the deletion of the sidewalk requirement to construct sidewalks along lots 5 through 9, 21 through 38, 41 through 48, and the open space between lots 10 and 21. The previous request also included the removal of sidewalks from lots 4, 10, and 39 through 40. The sidewalk along the clubhouse was proposed to be constructed along with sidewalk along lots 10 through 20, and the existing sidewalk along lots 49 through 56 was to remain with a gap in front of lot 50 filled in with a crosswalk to be provided. The new request is for the removal of sidewalk along lots 49 through 53 and 11 through 20. And there should have been some colored drawings in the part of the packet.
This is a troubled subdivision. And is this one of the ones where, because I don't have the drawing, where like the sidewalks were jammed up on the front yards?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are the ones where they are within the front yard setback.
Yeah.
They are not, they're in an easement, but they're not in the right of way.
Yeah. But these are built.
Cluster subdivision with 25 foot setbacks, and the example that they use in one case was a pickup truck parked in the front yard and it was blocking the sidewalk. So they had to walk around to pick up into the grass to get to
the there's side. It goes roadway, swale, sidewalk, house, and it puts the truck right up, yeah, the car.
Commission already waived a portion of the sidewalk months ago.
And this would be for the removal of...
appropriate to amend it again.
Sorry, this would be for the removal of existing sidewalk.
So really, we're going to have a sidewalk on both sides coming in, and then just straight down to the amenity thing and stop.
Yes, anything in yellow would be what would remain for the sidewalk.
And everybody that has a sidewalk in front of their house has agreed that, because I see some blanks.
They obtain as many...
Like 15. It doesn't... 15 and 14 doesn't say if it's...
There are some vacant lots, I believe, in the development.
Well, I see unsold and unsold, but I don't know about 14 and 15.
That we'd have to ask.
I would say on this one, the request came from the Homeowners Association.
It came from the homeowners, and they got as many signatures as they could in supporting the request.
And there's been issues with this developer. So if the homeowners are in support of it, I would say it should probably go for it. Because there's a lot of issues with lots being sold and bonds being called and things being completed. If the homeowners want it, I would recommend acting.
Well, but you know, and I agree with that. I've been to this development.
Oh, right.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
But if I own lot 14 and I liked my sidewalk, does it get removed?
It would as part of this request.
But where's lot 14? I mean, because there's some phases that aren't approved for construction also.
Right, it was already approved to be deleted.
Yeah. Oh, it was already approved to be deleted?
It was approved to be deleted back in May.
Yeah, that's true.
14 and 15 were. All right.
What's in red was approved in May 12th of 16, I think.
As long as everybody's happy, right?
14 and 15 is a new request. That was originally supposed to be. So that is the new request. The pink is the new request to remove the sidewalks.
Yep.
The green was originally approved. The yellow is what's remain, and
yeah,
the pink is what they want to remove.
I can't read upside down. I just found that out.
Sorry.
47 years.
47 years.
Like 48's another one, you know? No, 48's green. But is there a percentage that if we get enough SIGs, we're okay?
Not so much on this, only because, you know, there is for, like, if you're going to expand a subdivision, you know, you're going to increase the number of lots, but really not on this. I would just say, knowing the history of this, to let it go, you know, because it's trying to get it cleaned up.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is to request for Waters Run for the request the elimination of the sidewalks so noted in the colored design.
Second.
The move and seconded to grant the request for the elimination of sidewalks for Waters Run in accordance with the exhibit presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Stephen and Evelyn Prettyman, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a parcel of land with a 50-foot easement. The new lot will contain 1 acre plus or minus, and the residual will contain 50.89 acres. The new parcel will have frontage along a proposed 50-foot easement that will go over the existing driveway. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 11, Parcel 39. Staff is awaiting approval from the Office of the Fire Marshal, and we have DLDOT approval.
Chairman, considering the lands of Stephen and Evelyn Prettyman, my motion is for approval of a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement. This can be approved as a preliminary and a final when all agency approvals are received.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for the lands of Stephen and Evelyn Prettyman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of John Copeland, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a parcel of land with a 50-foot easement. The new lot will contain 2.9 acres, and the residual will contain 17 acres. The new parcel will have frontage along a proposed 50-foot easement that will go over an existing driveway. The property is zoned GR. The tax map is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 2, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the lands of John Copeland as a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement. As a preliminary and a final when staff received all agency approvals.
Second.
Move seconded to approve the lands of John Copeland for a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, before we proceed to additional business, let's refer back to our public hearings for action. The first public hearing was subdivision